Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey, everybody out there in quarantine land. We got a good show for you. We Stephanie told a hilarious story about Blue Shield and her nightmares.
Kind of sad.
It was kind of sad. It was very funny, though. We talked about a lot of stuff. So check it out. But do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know, what's easy is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
So we've got our own smart speaker, Daily Flash Briefing, sponsored by NetSuite by Oracle. On your Amazon and Google devices, easy to find on your Google Home device. Just say, hey, Google, play the Adam Carolla Show Daily Brief. For your Amazon Alexa devices, just go to Skills and Games in the menu and add the Adam Carolla Show Daily Brief. Then just say, hey, Alexa, play the Adam Carolla Show Daily Brief. Once you've set up, you can get your daily clips from the show brought to you by our great partner, NetSuite. Right, Dawson?
There's a ton of uncertainty right now. NetSuite reduces it by giving you visibility and control. NetSuite by Oracle gives you a full picture of your business in real time. Get your free guide right now at netsuite.com/Adam. That's netsuite.com/Adam.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. I'm Lynette Carolla.
You sure are.
What's up, Stephanie?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Well, you know. I'm in my pajamas. No. I try to get dressed every day. And when I say get dressed, I try to put on a bra every day.
Well, you're ahead of me. I'm not wearing a bra. I'm wearing a shirt I've been wearing for 2 days and some cotton on sweats I've been wearing for.
Me too.
You are?
Yeah.
But I was going to walk Penelope this morning. Mm. So I put on a parka and then I got outside and she wouldn't come off the front porch because it's raining out.
Because she doesn't have a parka on.
Right. I need a windbreaker for my dog.
Yes.
Or a raincoat.
Yeah.
All right, so before we say anything else, Kaylin, are you there?
I'm here.
You know what I'm about to ask you?
Yes, I do.
Are you about to have another baby?
Yes, I am.
Holy shit.
Congratulations! Where's my bell? Ding, ding, ding. Kaylin, oh my God.
Why are you
Brady Bunch over there? What's going on?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a little thing called a rubber.
Right.
Kaylin, you know you guys don't live together yet, right?
Yes.
What is happening? You're starting a full-on family.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. Congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
And
are you excited?
I'm nervous.
You are?
I'm excited for them to be older. And, you know, we me, I have a lot of brothers, and my girlfriend has a lot of siblings. So we wanted Isla to have siblings too.
Yeah.
So I'm very much looking forward to them. It's going to be a girl, by the way. It's going to be a sister. So I'm very much looking forward to her having a sister, but I'm very nervous for the first couple years there.
It's going to be really hard.
Yeah, and Isla's turning into kind of a maniac right now, too.
Yeah, she's How a steady. So?
She is wild. She is just always wanting to be entertained and jumping around. And she's giving those three teeth at once, so she's teething. So it's pretty constant with her. She was up all night. I didn't get any sleep last night.
Really?
No.
Wow.
We got about 2 hours.
Wow. You know, she reminds, sounds like Natalia to me a little bit. And, but first and foremost, you sent me a picture of her a couple days ago. And truth be told, I sent that picture to Stephanie because I wanted her to see how cute your baby is. I told her, we're not posting it. I just wanted Stephanie to see how fucking adorable Isla is. She is the cutest baby I've ever seen. She's just got the cutest cheeks. Oh my God. And her smile and her little laugh. Ugh.
And what was my response?
Oh my God. How horrible. No, I'm kidding. What was your response was the same.
What crazy. She's so cute. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. It's so you guys make cute kids.
Yeah. But Kaylin, correct me if I'm wrong. And I honestly could be wrong because I know that I had a slightly different parenting experience than a lot of people, but early parenting experience, I should say. But does the cute doesn't really make up for the lack of sleep? Am I right? Let's be honest.
You know, it almost does a little bit because I couldn't sleep at all last night and I was starting to get frustrated, and she sleeps in the bed with us, and I turned over and I was looking at her sleep, and it did make me feel a bit better
that she sleeps. Aww.
Just that she's cute and could possibly bring in modeling money.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand when something's cute. Because Phil's a pain in the ass, but he's lucky he's cute.
Oh my gosh, Kaylin. So, I mean, at the risk of sounding really stupid, like how did this happen? Was this at all planned?
No, it actually wasn't planned. And it turns out that my girlfriend was on birth control. So that was very strange, but it happened anyway. So we said, okay, let's do it. And, her family is very happy and my family is very happy. And so we're doing it. Although we are very nervous about, you know, Corona. She had to go in for like an ultrasound the other day. She was super nervous about that. So there's a lot of like troubling parts going along with it when it comes to getting tests and going to the hospital and stuff. So,
that
part of it has not been very fun.
Kaylin, you should name your daughter, her middle name should be Teen, and her first name should be Cora. How about that? What's her name? Cora Tina Bean.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty ring to it.
Right? There you go. Yeah, I don't blame her. She must be scared, but you know, you guys will work at it. You'll figure everything out. You have a good support system. You have a lot of, you have a big family. She's got a big family. And she seems very natural as a mom, I have to say.
Yeah, she is.
She seems like she really enjoys it. She's nothing like me and Stephanie. She seems like she really enjoys it.
You know what the proof is of that? Just the fact that with a pretty much a newborn baby, you two were still getting it on.
Right.
She's pretty laid back.
Right. That's a good point.
That is
nothing true. Came near my vagina for like 6 months. And even then I was like, are you sure we should be doing this? I don't think the doctor approves of this.
I know. Oh my God. Especially after trying to have twins, you know, I had to go every 2 weeks to the doctor to get checked. And I had an ass full of that.
I'm like, I don't want anything in there. Get out of there.
Yeah, I'm tired. That's like, that place is closed for business for a while.
Right, permanently.
Permanently.
There's a for sale sign. It's not even like, it's not even a rental anymore. It's just, we're done.
Right. Out for business. Hey, Stephanie, do we want to say hi to our premium listeners?
We sure do, but I bet you even our premium listeners were like, hold on, what's going on with Kaylin? It's girlfriend's
I'm very, very, very happy for you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Very happy.
Yes, we're so happy for you. And so, you know who else is happy for you? Krista Stroop.
Her.
What up, girl? What up, Krista? Stephanie Stinker, Rinker.
Stephanie.
I'm trying to, you know, roast these people, but... Mm-hmm. I just don't have it in me. I feel bad for everybody. Christy Robinson, thank you for supporting us. You're sweet.
There you go. That's a good roast.
Erin Landis, I love you.
Who did?
My roasts are just going to all be really sweet. Eshan Vajpay, hi.
Eshan.
Carrie, you're so berry, berry, berry sweet. Randy Mae Ames, get one more name. I think you should have four. Kelly Brandt, I wish you were my aunt. Jacob Crowley, he's not growly. He's nice. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell, I put you guys together because you're BFFs and we love you both. Angie Saldivar, hi girl. Miss you. Gabby Fonseca, I love you for Christ's sake. Missy Schaefer. Go for that one. Go for that one, Lynette.
Oh, Missy Schaefer.
We miss you.
My pal. Yeah.
Rebecca Lubin, as always. Adorable.
Adorable.
Michelle McKibben.
She's adorable, too.
We love you, Michelle.
Yes, we do.
All right, everybody. That's our show.
Assholes.
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I mean... I think the advertisers will really like it. Okay, so do you want to hear a story about me? Okay, so you know how I don't drink anymore? And because of that, a lot of times I don't have fights with people on the phone.
Right.
Because I try to like reel it in, you know.
Yeah.
I try to look at my part. I try to be kind to people, you know, in customer service, but I did actually hang up on somebody from Blue Shield.
Oh my God. Blue Shield again?
Yes.
No.
Swear to God, with the same fucking hold music and everything. The same.
Oh my God.
So do you remember my last story about them? Because this is the same fucking story. It's just happened again. So remember,
this is insane.
Do you remember when I called them and then they were supposed to call me back because the guy was so nice and he was like, I took care of here's just to refresh your memory.
Yeah.
I was charged, double charged for Sadie's medication, which is very expensive. It's her growth hormone medication. Mm-hmm. So the Blue Shield, so they told me that I hadn't paid my deductible, which I had. It was like the first bill for this medication, it's very expensive medication. So it came to like $500, but I have a copay assistance and I have a deductible every year of $300 per person in the family, but with a family cap of $600 for prescription meds. Right. Okay, so Sadie's was $300, which was covered in January. Then John had a really expensive new prescription med that that came to $297.
Okay.
That we paid in February. Okay, so now come to go refill John's prescription in March, and I still had an outstanding balance because I had the same problem. There was some glitch in the system. And so CVS Specialty Pharmacy sent me a bill for $300, which I'd already paid. So I'd already paid $300 and now they're charging me again, which would have been $600.
Right.
So they were like double charging, whatever. It doesn't matter. The
point is, could you just ignore, like, what would happen if you just ignored that?
I did.
Yeah.
So I ignored it. Mm-hmm. But then when I went to go refill her medication, there was a problem, which I then had hours of hold listening to California Dreaming. And that was the conversation I last told you about where I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. And I was on hold. And then they were like, okay, we're going to escalate this. We took care of it. And then I called back because they were supposed to call me back to tell me how much John's medication was going to cost. They never called me back. And then I finally called them back so I could take care of it.
Right.
Sort of like your washer and dryer where you're like, well, I still don't have it. So I still need to take care of this. Okay. And then the guy said, oh, we have no record of your call. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So cut to like right after, probably after our last record session, I go to Brave CVS pharmacy, regular pharmacy, to go pick up John's refill. And they're like, oh, the guy says, this is coming up as really expensive.
Shocker. Right.
And it already went through your insurance. And I'm thinking, oh, how much is it? $50? Because I kind of figured it's an expensive medication. And he goes, no, it's $297.
Oh!
And I said, okay, well, that's incorrect because we already paid that last time and we had a $300 deductible. So it should be maybe $3.
Right.
And then plus the whatever the copay is, 10. So at the most, it should be 13. And he says, so I'm so sorry, but we already ran it through insurance and it's coming up as this amount.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This kind of stuff drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like it gives me heart palpitations. Go ahead.
And keep in mind, I'm in a mask and, you know, I'm in like a space suit. I'm at I've braved CVS because this is only a week ago. We're fully in quarantine.
Right.
I had to go out and get prescription meds. I had to get my Imitrex and pick up John's prescription. So I don't want to come back. Right.
Right. Of course. No.
I said, is there any way you can call Blue Shield? Because I know for a fact, 100%, this is a mistake. This happened with my other kid's medication. It's something that's going on with them. But when I talked to them last, they told me this is totally taken care of. And so the pharmacist says to me, she's like standing a couple people, you know, it's like a couple people away. She's like, ma'am, that's against our policy. We don't call, health insurance. We don't call insurance companies. And you might remember this happened to me a few years ago with Blue Shield, where I was crying and like sitting on the floor in there because they getting put on hold, going, can you talk to them? That was years ago. Okay. Right. So I'm having Vietnam flashbacks to that.
Right.
And I'm starting to sweat, you know, I'm like, I've got my mask up so I can talk. And I'm like, seriously, can you help me? I don't want to come back.
Right.
She's like, I'm so sorry. We don't do that. So I'm like, all right. Texting John. I'm like, they're trying to charge me $297. And John's writing back, what? That's incorrect. Okay. So I come home. Then I know you're going to be with me on this. I do some yoga in my mind. I don't really do yoga, but I try to calm myself down. I visualize myself doing yoga, preparing for this phone call that I know is going to make me want to stab somebody.
I got you, girl. I totally hear you. Yes.
Should we do an ad mid story?
And then, sure.
Okay. What do we have first? Best Fiends.
Best Fiends is first. Oh my gosh. You know how much I love this game.
It's really fun. What level are you on? I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm on 155.
You're on 155. I think I'm at I want to say 140. I'm close to 150. So I'm catching up to you.
You're catching up to me.
Yes.
You've been playing more than me.
Maybe.
Well, if you're looking for a fun way to pass the time, Best Fiends is Lynette and my favorite pastime.
I love this game. It's a lot of fun.
It's really fun.
The best thing about it too is I've told my other friends about it and now they're playing it and now they're texting me what level they're on. And the another nice thing about it is it's you can download it for free. So there's no having to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has access to it.
I like the fact that it's engaging. It's less passive than some of the other games that I've played. It's more like fun. You feel like you're actually doing something. It's got bright colors. It's, you know, they come up with new levels and new characters, and
that's
really
what
fun.
I love. Yes, they keep freshing it up, which I appreciate.
Yeah, me too. So, go download it and see what all the fun is about.
Yes, tell your friends to do it too, and then you guys can all, you know,
be
in competition with each other. So, listen, you guys, check it out. Go to Best Fiends. has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline, which I appreciate. You don't need your Wi-Fi. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Also, guys, Laurel Springs. So I love that we're doing an ad for this company because basically a lot of us have experienced homeschooling.
Yeah.
But having to kind of do it ourselves. So if your kids are loving the homeschooling situation, or if you're finding that this is really works for you, you know, as parents, we want to encourage our kids to pursue their dreams, provide opportunities that give them the best chance to succeed. And Laurel Springs is a homeschooling company. They're an accredited online private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. And you know, they basically recognize that all of our kids are unique and they have their own interests and special talents and their own learning style. So they have a flexible learning program that is challenging and has diverse elective courses as well. And they're accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and advanced, which means their transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities, and that's important. So register your child at laurelsprings.com/FCOL today and get a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/FCOL for your waived registration fee, laurelsprings.com/FCOL.
All right. So you're back at the drug store.
Yeah. So I'm at the drugstore, so they will not call Blue Shield. So I go, fine, give me my other prescription. And I come home, and then I told you, I tried to relax my brain and I waited, and then I called. Mm-hmm. So I get through to Blue Shield after a lot of, don't forget that when you call these kind of companies,
yeah,
you have to, there's always a, they're trying to like make their phone trees kind of newfangled now. So it's like say or press or enter on your keypad, like your policy number, which is, you know, 15 right. digits long or something right. with letters and numbers. It's like, okay, fine. I'll just say it. And then they're always like, get that.
Exactly.
Okay. Then don't fucking ask because you know, your connection's not going to be that good.
Right.
Just tell me to put it in the key.
Right.
So I'm already,
you know, to add on to that, I noticed that with my Rite Aid prescriptions, when I have to call it in and they say, type in your refill number. And then I have to like, I can't see, I got to get my glasses. And then I put like four numbers in and they go, this number is not, I go, I'm not done. Imagine if I was a senior citizen, how slow they are. Like, I paused for 1.5 millisecond, and it's like, that number's not recognized. Like, bitch, I wasn't finished. Okay. I hate that shit.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
So then, and then, despite having put in your policy number, and then they say, give us a brief description of your question.
Right.
Well, I don't have a brief description of my question. And anyways, I'm going to have to repeat it as soon as you get someone on the phone. So just give me somebody on the phone. All right. So I go through all that. Okay. I get somebody on the line. His name is Caleb. Mm-hmm. I found out later it's Caleb F because we don't give our last names.
Oh, wow.
So Caleb F starts out pretty helpful,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, please tell me what the problem is. And he's from the Philippines, and I'm not going to try to do his accent, but he has this pretty strong accent, which right. makes me have to go, I'm so sorry, Caleb. Can you repeat that? I didn't understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I try to pretend like it's the connection and not his accent because I don't want to be insulting,
right.
but like he has to say things sometimes a few times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. Let me check into this problem for you. Okay, hold on. And I'm like, oh my God, my life.
I try to
do some self-talk though. You know, I'm like, look, I'm in quarantine.
What
things are tough
to
all over.
Right.
Right. Where am I going?
Right.
I could spend some time on hold. And you know, it is a classic song.
It is. It's a good song.
Mamas and the Papas, you know.
Right. Yeah. Haven't heard it in a couple months since
of course, last time. I want to tell Caleb that the hold music is crazy and infuriating, but yeah. I know that that's not his fault.
Right.
Right. I'm still sane enough to understand that Caleb's going to be like, okay, ma'am, thank yeah. you for letting us, thank you for your feedback, your valuable feedback.
Right.
I'm like, all right.
He snaps his pencil. Yeah. Right.
So Caleb comes back on the line and he says, okay, yeah. So did you pay your deductible? I'm like, yes, Caleb. Look. So he says, okay, so it looks like you paid. I see that you paid for Sadie $300. I said, yes, and I still have an outstanding balance at CVS for $300. He says, oh, that's a mistake.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you, Caleb. That's one of the reasons. But my main pressing reason is, why is CVS trying to charge me this money? Well, okay, I see that on February 17th, you paid $297. Uh-huh. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb, but that's his deductible, right? And the family altogether has $600. Yes, you're right. You have paid it. So for some reason, CVS is not getting the message that you've paid your deductible. I said, well, Caleb, actually, CVS told me that after insurance went through, that it looks like we have paid the deductible, but they're still trying to charge us $297. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Hold on. I have to call the pharmacy. Oh, then get disconnected.
Oh, Caleb F is gone forever.
And I felt like I'd just been frozen in a tomb. Right. Like I couldn't move. I was like, this isn't happening. This can't be happening. It can't. Right. I refuse to believe. Then my phone rings and it's Caleb.
No way.
He called me. He's used my callback number. He's actually used my callback number and he's called me back. So now Caleb has gone from being like the stupidest person to like my angel sent from heaven.
Right.
I'm like a literal angel Caleb. I'm like, Caleb, you called me back. Thank you. He's like, yes, I'm sorry about that. You know, the connection wasn't good. It disconnected you. I'm like, okay.
You're ready to send him a fruit basket.
Oh, I already did. No. So, and also, you know what's worse than the hold music? When there's no hold music, because then you're like, what the fuck? Am I disconnected again?
Right.
So the next time he puts me on hold, I don't hear any hold music.
Oh, I'm like, not on that too.
I'm scared. What's going on? What's happening?
Right.
Am I in the twilight zone? Yeah. Where's the hold music? Where's all the leaves are brown? So then it turns out I did get disconnected. I got disconnected again.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope.
Oh my God.
So then Caleb calls me back again. It takes about 5 minutes and I'm just God sitting there going, he calls me back again. I'm sorry about that. So he says, okay, so this is, I talked to the pharmacy. Oh, he says, so it's okay. I said, listen, I want to do a conference call between us and CVS.
Right.
So good that idea. You can tell them so that they can run the claim and they can tell you straight out if it worked or not.
Mm-hmm.
He good says, idea. Okay, let me put you on hold. I'm going to get a hold of the pharmacy and then we'll do the conference call. I go, okay, thank you, Caleb. Puts me on hold.
Wow. I love this, Caleb.
Yep. Disconnects.
No.
For the third time. I fucking kid you not, Lynette.
Oh my God.
And I was like, but this time I'm calmer because I'm like, okay, Caleb will be calling me back.
Yeah.
Caleb didn't fucking call me back. No. So yes. So like 15 minutes go by and I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So
maybe he was on the phone with the pharmacy.
So I call CVS
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, Hey, I said, this is, my name is Stephanie Taylor. And I said, and I was in there a couple hours ago. I said, trying to fill a prescription for my husband. And it was coming back that I said that our deductible wasn't paid. Well, the lady was the same lady who said, we don't call Blue Shield. So she says, oh yeah, I remember you. And I'm like, okay. So I just spent a good solid amount of time with on the phone with Blue Shield, but I got disconnected for the third time and they haven't called me back, but they promised me that they took care of it. Mm-hmm. And I tried to do what you, I tried to have them call you, but I got disconnected. So she's like, okay, no problem. She didn't say no. She said no problem. Uh-huh. And let me run the claim. So she runs it. Yeah, it's still coming up that you owe $297. Oh, I was like, I'm on the phone with CVS, Lynette. I go like this, fuck! And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so frustrated. So she says, you know what? I'm gonna call them for you.
Oh, so she's gonna go against their policy, hey?
Yes. She's the manager. Her name's Netta.
Mm-hmm.
Netta. Love her. Love Netta. So Netta says, I'm gonna call them for you. She's like, I feel so bad for you, honey. Like that. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you. Again, sorry about the big fuck. Sorry about that. She's like, no problem, honey. I'm gonna call you back. I go, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Nice. So guess what? Netta calls back. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're all set. It's $10.
Thank God.
So I go, okay, thank you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
She's getting a fruit basket now too.
So cut to, I swear to God, Lynette, like 2 hours later.
Right.
Phone rings.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Caleb. Right?
Oh, you're right.
I'm like, hi, Caleb. Hi, ma'am. Sorry we got cut off before. Fucking 3 hours ago, Caleb. Where have you been? Did you watch some movies? Were you taking advantage of the HBO free streaming? What are you doing?
Fucking A, Caleb.
Oh my God, you're going to love this. He goes, so yeah, it turns out that you didn't meet your deductible.
What?
I said, Caleb. Now, Lynette, I was already, I think I was having like your washer dryer bad feel. I was like, I had a white heat kind of went through my body. Even though this situation had already been taken care of, I was like, this is so representative of all of the interactions I've had with Blue Shield. They're just a bunch of idiots.
Right, right.
I was like, no, Caleb. I said, we already went through this. I said, I spent 90 minutes on the phone with you. I said, we're way past that. I didn't meet my deductible. I did meet my deductible. Swear to God, Lynette. He goes like this. Well, when? I said, Caleb, do you not remember any of our previous calls? Do you not have notes in front of you? I said, I'm not like talking to him like this.
Right.
Yet.
Right.
I said, Caleb, I paid CVS Specialty Pharmacy $300. Mm-hmm. And I told you I have now still an outstanding balance of $300. And then I told you that we paid for John's prescription $297 the first time we picked it up. He says, okay, so you picked it up in February. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We've paid $300. He says, well, it wasn't $300. That was $297.
Oh, my God.
I said, uh-huh. He goes, so you didn't pay the $300 deductible. I said, yeah, we did. I go, it's $3 away from being $300. I said, Caleb, he's like, well, you still have to pay the $300. I said, Caleb,
God,
we don't have to pay $300. That's not how it works. We have to pay $3.
Right.
And then I said, I'm a woman who is probably a lot older than you. I've had insurance for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid a lot of deductibles in my time. And I can tell you that's not how it works. You don't pay $300 again,
right?
Because you're $3 away. You pay the $3. Now you've paid your deductible. I go, there you go. Have a good day. It's $10. Right. Meanwhile, Lynette, I already know that the freaking CVS already took care of the problem.
Right.
So I already know.
Right, right. But now you're getting mad all over again
because
Caleb's
fucking with me. Because why did CVS have to do it in one phone call? And this guy is ready to get me off the phone without taking care of the problem.
Right.
So I go, Caleb, that isn't how it works. And he says, yes, it is.
Oh my God.
And I said, no, it's not. I said, I don't owe I'm not paying $297. And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. And I said, well, guess what? What's your last name? Caleb. And he's like, I can't give you my last name. And I go, what? He's like, my last initial's F. And I go, okay, Caleb F. Well, guess what? I go, CVS already called you guys and took care of it in one phone call, and it's $10. I was like, so thanks for nothing. And then I hung up.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
I mean,
that is awesome.
Oh, but, but right before the very end of the story, I said to him, I go, what was the 90 minutes of me being on hold then? I go, if your whole answer to this is just you didn't pay your deductible, I go, why did we spend 90 minutes on the phone?
Right.
Well, you know, that's what the pharmacy says. You didn't pay your deductible. What?
Oh my God, this kid. Oh.
And that's our show.
Wow.
No, just kidding. Yeah.
That's insane.
I know. I mean, even home at quarantine, I have to be annoyed by the outside world.
I know, right? It's ridiculous.
So unfair.
So unfair. I know.
Do you want to, should we do our second ad? We have one ad and it's for something exciting.
It is.
Tommy John.
We love Tommy John. And I love him. Now's the time, by the way, to have Tommy John.
Because well, we're spending a lot of time.
Right.
In our Tommy John.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're lounging in your loungewear, your underwear, and you want the best of the best. You want to feel so comfortable. They have Tommy John's underwear is the softest, most breathable fabrics you've ever worn. When your fresh underwear is delivered, slip into them and experience the no-roll waistband, by the way, for a perfect fit. That's just a plus on top of how luxurious it is. And their underwear comes with no wedgie guarantee. They've eliminated the visible panty lines for women, and their quick draw fly has been proven to save men over 217 unfurling minutes a year. Can you believe that? Tommy John is so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you're going to get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. So Tommy John, no adjustment needed with them.
Okay, so for a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL to get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. So Lynette, tell me, because you know what? You never told us. Finish telling us like what happened with your washer dryer.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't tell you, but so it came the day of my surgery. So I didn't even get, and it came the day of the surgery. I wasn't here, but they took the old ones. They brought, I don't know what they had to do. I don't know why everything was such a kashaw, but they got miracle. They got the washer and dryer up the hill, up the driveway, and took the old ones, installed the new ones. And then I didn't even get to appreciate. I just like a couple weeks, like maybe. So the first 2 or 3 weeks it was here, I didn't even get to see them because they were downstairs and I couldn't go up and down the stairs. So I had them and, you know, they were here and I never got to.
So I don't understand. So it was the same original company and they just made a new date?
Their truck. Originally it was they had to get a bigger truck. Even though when we bought them, we told Home Depot, you're going to need a big truck.
Right.
Olga made sure to tell them that. And they still came with the small truck and said, this truck is too small. Can't go up with that. No shit. We told you, you're supposed to bring the bigger truck. Then it got returned and then they had to redo a purchase. And then Home Depot doesn't have the right truck, so they had to bring the things here and have another trucking company meet them here. It was just ridiculous.
Oh my God.
A month without washer and dryer. Yeah, I know. It's infuriating.
What? Customer service.
I know. Customer service.
What the heck?
Yeah. But you know, so last week you were talking about doing your hip hop classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I downloaded some, so I was on Facebook and my niece, who is just like she loves going, she's overweight, and her other cousin would get together and they would go to the gym and do all these workouts. And then they would post, they were these annoying ones that would, you know, those annoying people that post their results week after week after week.
Uh-huh. Please don't do that.
Yeah. It's like, Jackie, we got it. Like you've lost 12 pounds since last, congratulations. I was very, very supportive, and I love the shit out of her. But
right.
She could do that, right? So she can't go to the gym now. So, and she loves her hip hop dancing. Mm-hmm. She loves her classes. So she posted like some app that she downloaded that she loves and that her and her cousin, Tiffany are doing. And then they post their results week after week. So after, I know, right? So that day after we recorded, I was on Facebook and I saw, it was like the first thing I saw when I opened it. No, actually, one of the first things I saw was Teresa Strasser cutting her son's hair, which is making me look bad because she took that from Adam. Like, you know, learn something new in quarantine, like cutting your child's hair, you know, like.
Yeah. Teresa, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love
her. Her kid's hair looked great.
I know. It was really good.
I told her, I wrote humble brag underneath there because she was it looks terrible. I was like, oh my God, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Yeah, she's making me
look
so good.
Bad.
I know. Because Adam now has to ask Olga if Olga can cut hair. First of all, nobody's going to be able to cut that Brillo pad of a head of his. Like, I don't know who he thinks is going to be able to do that in this family. But it ain't going to be Olga, and it's not going to be me.
Oh, my God. Maybe the gardener, because the gardeners are still coming.
They bring that fucking
weed whacker.
Weed whacker. Oh, my God. I don't even know if that's going to be able to cut it.
Jufro.
Yeah, so I see Teresa doing that. And then, by the way, I've cut Sonny's hair before. And it came out nice. But Sonny loves to roast me. And he thinks that, you know, he says that I didn't do a good job. I did a fine job. And who's looking at your head anyways? You're in a team.
I know. What's it for? FaceTiming?
Right. Like, he's not even FaceTiming anybody. He's on his Zoom for his class. That's about it. Like, once a week.
Exactly.
You know. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, this week he is going to be starting up the... Why does it... I don't get this. This week, let me finish the story. So then I went on Facebook. I see Teresa Strasser doing yoga in her house, in her living room. And I was like, God dang, I got to get my ass in gear. I want to start exercising. And then the next post I see is my niece at the, you know, at home posting the app, beachbody.com. And I'm like, am I really going to use this? So then they have this trial thing. So I download the trial thing. And then I'm excited to do it. I go to the TV room. TV's broken. Doesn't work. It's not going on. TV's not.
What?
Yeah. I know. Ridiculous.
No.
And it's the only TV that I can use to work out because there's no room in the other places that have a TV. So I'm screwed. now I'm like just putting on music and listening to trying to find exercise apps on my phone. I mean, I guess I could do it on my phone or my laptop, but I wanted to do it on the Apple TV because that's like one of the things that they bragged about. Like, oh, you do it in your living room. You download it on your Apple TV, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, so I use that as an excuse. Like, well, I can't exercise now. Broken.
These are like, we should have a Instagram page of just quarantine fails.
Yes. Hashtag quarantine fails.
Fails. All the things you're trying to do or trying to learn. You know, it could be like, you know, bad cakes you made that didn't turn out right. Bad haircuts you've given people.
I mean, are you inspired to learn anything?
No.
No.
I barely want to do the things I already know how to do.
I know, right?
Absolutely not. I am like, this is as good as I'm going to get.
Right.
Did I tell you that we bought a guitar for the kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I told you about that argument that happened last week. Well, you know, they've played it like three times.
Really? Oh, that's how it goes. I took Phil on a long walk yesterday. That was fun.
Me and Phil. Did you?
Yeah, in the rain. Because, you
know,
slammed. Are you guys getting slammed, by the way, with the rain where you are?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I took him on a long walk. Yeah,
labs love water.
Yes, except for Molly, our other lab, hated water, was scared of water, didn't want to go near water. And we had a pool. And, yeah.
That's so interesting because I thought they all love it. That's so interesting.
No. Did you know that your husband, John Taylor, has COVID-19?
He does. Yeah, mm-hmm. He does. Can you believe there are probably still some people that think I'm married to the guy from Duran Duran?
I know.
People, I'm not.
What's the deal with this tiger now? What is the deal with that?
The tiger that has COVID?
Yeah.
Who are these tigers?
What's the deal with the tigers? I thought animals couldn't get it. I'm over here at the Bronx Zoo, and there is a Bronx Zoo. I couldn't believe that it just, to me, doesn't sound like, I guess there really is a Bronx Zoo, but when I saw it on the news, I was like, I don't know. I feel bad for those animals in the Bronx. How much life do they have? Like,
do they all have like those tough guys? Do they all sound like, hey?
Hey. And the gorillas got more land than we do. What's going on over here? Chimpanzees.
The monkeys are like, hey, I got a blue ass over here. Come here. Come on. Come on. You going to tip me? You going to give me a tip? You going to give me some peanuts or what? Get out of here.
Get out of here with your COVID. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
So are you starting to go really crazy from the quarantine or a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready for everybody to get out of the house again. I want to get out of the house. It's just, you know, with the schooling and stuff, I don't know. It sucks. It really does.
Yeah. Is there anything new with that, with their school? Are they starting up anything more substantial than what they were doing last time?
No, they're staying the course, but they sent out this corny video of every teacher at home holding up a sign that says, "We miss you guys." Like each teacher in their grade, in eighth grade, held up a sign, "We," and then the next teacher, "Miss," and the next teacher, "You." And I found a teacher that Natalia hates.
Miss Laffy Taffy?
Yeah, Miss Laffy Taffy. That's right. I found her. I zoomed in on her because I don't know. You know, they send the link to all the kids and the parents.
Right.
On YouTube. And it's put to some corny music. And I was like, who's got time for, who did this? And what, okay. So I found Laffy Taffy. I zoomed in on her face. I cropped it. And it said, and then I wrote like, "I miss you so much, kissy face." Sent it to Natalia. She didn't see the video. She's like, "Whoa, whoa, what? What did this come from?" It's a picture of her smiling. This is Miss, the sign Miss. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. Did she, when she figured out it was a joke, did she laugh really hard?
I think she figured it out. Like, yeah, she sent me like the vomiting face, you know?
Puking. Yeah, puke like emoji. 20,
yeah, the puking emoji 20 times over. But she sent it to me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's staying up late and sleeping in late. And I'm trying to get her, she's been doing that, and I'm trying to get her back to a normal routine. Because she's like, I'm on spring, because they're on spring break now. Did you know that?
LB just started today. Yeah, all my kids just started today. Did they just start today?
They started today. She started last week. She went into spring break like by Wednesday, Thursday. She started like, you know, sleeping in and not waking up until 10. And I'm like, you can't be doing that. And then Saturday night. Yeah. So she sent over the weekend, she sent it to me at 3:10 in the morning. And she can't be doing that. I don't care. Spring. And by the way, spring break from what? Like, as Adam said, spring break in the middle of the quarantine, it's like waking you up in the middle of the night going, "Hey, hey, wake up. You want to take a nap?"
I know. Last night, Sadie said to me, Sadie told me, "Mom, I feel," basically she was telling me she feels anxious in her 12-year-old way. And I said, "That's because we have no schedule." I think the actual school, even as intense as it was, I complained about it. Mm-hmm. But then they relaxed it last week. I think I told you. So she had shorter classes all week. And I said, I think that having no school is worse it for you than having school.
Right.
I said, it just probably feels like a lot of time of with nothing to do. I said, so we're going to make a schedule. I said, I'm recording tomorrow for Crying Out Loud, but then I have free time. Lots of it. So I told her we would make a schedule, not like a very loose schedule.
Right.
I'm still a no-getter, but like of options of things we could do in the house.
Like what would your schedule look like, kind of?
Like, okay, half hour of, you know, exercise.
Right.
Maybe here's some options of things we could do. You know, for everybody, I want to start a book.
Oh.
And then, like, maybe we can play poker. We've been doing some trivia.
Nice.
Yeah, on our Apple TV has these trivia games. you know, playing games.
Right.
Just a bunch of activities that we can pick one and do them.
Right.
You know, to mix in with the Roblox and TikTok watching videos.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. I hear all these people now are doing all these Zoom games online. They're doing, you know, they're not only just doing like happy hour together, but they're doing now like Cards of Humanity or whatever that game is. And they're doing like, I think they were doing some sort of, Howard was talking about some agent in Hollywood has like a Zoom party once every 2 weeks or something. And like Tina Fey's on there and, you know, John Legend is singing a song and, you know, I mean, just like, and it's just weird and disjointed, but everybody's doing like something. And then it's basically for charity. So if you go, somebody sets up like a GoFundMe thing for something like his daughter is trying to raise money for some organization. So he put that up and then it's like, there's people can't get on. Like Jimmy Fallon couldn't get on, couldn't log on because there's almost 500 people on there. Can you believe?
Oh, wow. Maybe they need to get a pro account.
Yeah, maybe they should. The executive account.
Kaylin, can you give them like a login number or something?
Right.
I'll go over to them.
All right, there you go.
All right. Well, you know what? I have some comments on that Zoom stuff, but let's save it for Friday. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to do a Friday show.
Okay. All right.
Because I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, that was a good show. I mean, we did good. 48 minutes.
I think so.
That's not bad.
Yeah. 48 minutes.
Well, I don't know. That was from Kaylin a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's a good amount of time. I think I feel good about that.
52 minutes now.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Well, we got to end.
Wow. We have to end.
All right. Well, before we go, I just want to shout out our Patreon subscribers that pay the big bucks for a shout out and to be able to say whatever the hell they want in our group because we're big hookers. No, I'm just kidding. You don't get to. But how about Corrine Hayes, who's raising money for charity? Maybe Kanye or whoever's doing that could do a shout out for her. Her doctor is raising money to do clinical trials for Prader-Willi syndrome. And they're raising money for four clinical trials. I think that's really important. The link is on our For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. It's pinned at the top of the page. So go there, throw her a couple bucks. Ulysses, I'm going to do the same one from last week will enjoy. Bread for the City. It's the mission of Bread for the City is to help Washington, D.C. residents living with low income to develop their power to determine the future of their own communities. And they provide food, clothing, medical care, legal, and social services. I think that's pretty amazing.
Nice, yeah.
They have a very high rating on Charity Navigator. So it's Bread for the City. Go check them out. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you, Ulysses.
Letty Molina is our CBD gal. She even has bacon flavor for your dogs. Oh my gosh, I might need to get a hold of her because I can't get my dog's actual pain medication.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to call the doggy pharmacy and the doggy blue shield?
Yes. Oh my God. Hempworks, HEMPWORX/L Molina to check her out. And let's see. Let's do one more. Sarah Dean, she hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast where she's going to help you find your joie de vivre.
Mm,
Kaylin, you should tell you should tell your lady about Sarah Dean's podcast, Shameless Mom.
I think she's had enough of that. Maybe she needs to slow down.
Yeah, so that's it.
Well, let's thank our, you know, support our sponsors, Best Fiends, Laurel Springs, Tommy John, and Geico. And yeah, and then we'll see you guys on, we'll talk to you guys on Friday.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home? Yeah, I bet you do. And I bet it can be hard work, especially right now during the coronavirus. But you know what's easy and a relief? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get yourself a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.